Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. And it is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. And I will just share with many of you, because you will be watching the Patriots roll. Their rolling parade is happening as we speak right now in downtown Boston. And it is snowing. You will see the huge snowflakes. It's kind of fun. And big snowflakes, it will eventually turn to rain, but it's snowing right now, and it's really fun. So the question becomes, how does a 39-year-old quarterback win a Super Bowl when they were losing so much? How does he build himself during the year to have the stamina? And he said he feels better today than he did when he was 24. My first guest today is getting up in years. You would never know it. He too looks amazing, has tremendous stamina. You would probably get dizzy watching him in one day. You really would. His family involved in his business. It is an incredible life that he has built for himself. And there are some major similarities between Dr. Nick Delgado and Tom Brady. And joining me today is Dr. Nick Delgado. We love having you back.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Frankie. You know, it was so exciting to watch the Super Bowl with my family. I was disappointed thinking that, oh my gosh, Matt Ryan of the Atlanta Falcons is just eating us up, and every player on Atlanta was just on fire, and it seemed like they could do no wrong until Tom came back, and just to see the team, do that onside kick, and, you know, they started just thinking every which way they could do it, and I think, you know, that's a sign not only of a well-coached team, but the whole team pulled together to pull that victory. I mean, it reminds me of when Joe Namath came back at a playoff game, and it wasn't a Super Bowl, but it was leading to the Super Bowl, and they were so far behind, the network TV just shut it down and went to another game. And then here is Joe Namath coming back and winning, you know, insurmountable number of touchdowns. But seeing Tom, I felt like it was the same thing but greater. It was just the Super Bowl of all things. And everyone just wrote him off, right? I mean, behind so far, I even thought, oh, this is done, I guess, you know. And I went to my other home and I just decided I'll flick the TV on just to see, right? And out of nowhere, they're winning. I mean, it was just so great.
It was so great. But you know, and I know, that in order to have the stamina to do what he did takes hard work and dedication. Yeah. And it's not just the mental game, which you get into and you work with greats like Tony Robbins and John Gray and Mark Victor Hansen.
Yeah.
I think you just came back from an event with Tony Robbins, didn't you?
Well, actually, it's coming up. Yeah, I did go to Business Mastery, but he's actually making an appearance at a place in Dallas called ClickFunnels, and they're already sold out, but February 21st. So I'm going to be there and just learning from the great marketers and educators. You know, the greats really follow rituals, Frankie. I mean by rituals, they do certain things every day. I know Tony, he gets up a couple hours early, and others like Brian Tracy, the other great business motivator, they spend 1 or 2 hours reading and studying, and I listen to podcasts while I'm working out and in my infrared spa detoxifying and, you know, just doing everything necessary to fill my body with whole fruits and vegetables and work out in the morning. So my day starts off really in a process of my mind and my body unifying together to have an outstanding day. And, you know, I've got to ask myself that question. Instead of what did I do wrong, and when I made a mistake or when I'm losing, what did I do right, and how can I do it better? That's one thing I learned from Brian Tracy. And, of course, Tony Robbins envelops that whole idea of if the mind can dream it, we can possess it. It can happen if we create what we call
absolutely.
Destiny.
Absolutely. And there was a great quote, and I can't – I'll try and find it before we're off air, but there was a great quote that Einstein had that if it's not outrageous, why bother? You know – go for the outrageous. And you have been a model. You have been a role model for so many years. One of the first pioneers talking about autism with your own personal experience with your son. You have been on the leading edge. And I have to, you know, when the minute Tom Brady won, I immediately thought of you, and I'll tell you why. Because you, well, I'll tell you why. You at, can we say your age or would you rather not?
January 5th, I turned 62, and I actually competed against one of the strongest men in NCAA college history football in vertical lifts, and he challenged me, and I streamed it on Facebook, and I did 669 continuous lifts with 30-pound dumbbells, beating him, and he was pretty surprised.
So that's why I thought of you, because you challenge yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually. You are a whole person entity. You're not just one piece of this. You live it. The connectedness, having your family involved in your business, reaching out to doctors, reaching out to patients, reaching out to people, getting them to understand this longevity. You know, everyone in New England, in Boston especially, and talk show host, and I, you know, I love my fellow talk show hosts, my sports guys, because I'm a real jock at heart, and I watch them and listen to them. But they don't get it. They don't have a clue. One of them shakes his leg every single morning because it's also shown on television. And I want to call him up and say, hey, dude, you are so magnesium deficient. Look at your body. It doesn't stop shaking. You look pale. You know, they don't have a clue, and they make fun of Tom. They make fun of Tom Brady with his avocado ice cream.
And I don't believe he doesn't even eat nightshades. Imagine that. He doesn't eat nightshades. He doesn't eat... Why wouldn't he eat eggplant? What's wrong with tomatoes? What's wrong with potatoes? What's wrong with them?
And they don't understand how he ticks. They don't have a clue. But now that he's 39...
Yes.
And I have to say that for some of us, it's called ageless. It's called ageless. But as you said, it's a ritual. It's a meditation. It's waking up with gratitude in our hearts, with being able to eat. And, you know, I had my protein shake this morning. I know that you will probably have yours if you haven't already. You know, it's a conscious decision to not put refined carbohydrates and to put refined crap in my body every day.
Well, you said it so well. I mean, Tom is following a very special program. I mean, 80% of his diet is vegetables and whole grains, you know, and he doesn't eat sugar. He doesn't eat white flour. You know, he avoids MSG, and he doesn't use coffee. Now, that's a tough one for people. It's interesting because, you know, I agree with him. I think that when you have to depend on a stimulant, something's not quite right with your program or your ritual. And
yes.
So You know, you have to understand what's called methyl donors. You have to understand what's called TMG, MSM. I mean, there's multiple supplements that we can use along with the right diet and exercise. And, you know, I do a lot of intense training, too. You know, people talk about burst training, and you got to push yourself. You know, as you get older, you can't slack back. I mean, I pushed to break my own world records. Of course, I broke the all-time world record for curl and press and the world record, Guinness World Record for curls when I was 52. But I'm 62, and I train to break my own records because, you know, if no man has ever done what I've done, one of my lectures I'll be doing at the L.A. Conscious Life this coming Saturday, February 11th, is how to become immortal. Now, I know that's a stretch to say that someone could become immortal, but it's really immortal lifestyle. It's
well,
what
that's
you
why,
do treat your body right.
That's right. That's why the minute I think of Tom Brady, I think of you, Nick Delgado, Dr. Nick Delgado, because you suffered, you changed your whole life. We don't have time to get into it today, but that's why we love having you on. You're an inspiration for all of us, and I love what you do. I love your message, and because you have that indefatigable spirit as well, and I'm so grateful that you came today and chilled with us. The best website for people to find out more about you, your programs, your products, and all the things that you're doing.
Well, I have an event coming up, the event calendar at nickdelgado.com, and I am speaking at Dr. John McDougall's event in Santa Rosa this Sunday for about 350 medical doctors.
Awesome.
On lifestyle medicine and the superiority of plant proteins over animal proteins, and I'll rebroadcast it if you just watch the link.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Nick Delgado. I'm Frankie Boyer, BizTalk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million.
I love that song. Lady Gaga. Yes. She was the halftime. You know, any other Super Bowl in the history, and welcome back, I'm Frankie Boyer, and of course this is Biz Talk Radio. Any other Super Bowl, this woman would have been the highlight of the show. But because this is the first time in the history of Super Bowls, it was such an exciting game that she got backseat to the most exciting overtime football game in the history of the Super Bowl. In 50 years, never an overtime, never sudden death. And this year, we all know the outcome. We all know the outcome when we the story. Ryan McCormick from Goldman McCormick PR. And Ryan, she would have been the headliner. She would have been the story, because it was although people said they were disappointed in her, how could you be disappointed in that act? But I have people who have said that to me. They were disappointed. They thought she was going to be more outrageous. I thought she did an absolutely phenomenal job. She did not link. She did not. She did the singing. She did not do any lip syncing.
Ms. Boyer,
none of
it. I'm going to say that I think that Lady Gaga's performance can be summarized in three words. Mariah Carey who? I mean, no comparison. She probably established herself for many years ahead as the most dominant performer, and she did phenomenal. I mean, she carried that whole thing by herself.
She did.
And she didn't make a political statement. It was all about the performance, and it was fantastic. She devoted herself to the performance, and she made an exceptional performance, very visual. Did a lot of, she put her heart into it.
Yes, yes, yes. So what'd you think of the commercials? Let's talk about, we know how the game went. We were all watching it, and I have to say there were a few commercials that really resonated with the group, but for the most part, we were all very critical and disappointed. And I'd love this is what you do for a living. What did you think?
Well, I think that we're at a point in American culture where you can't really do humorous things anymore because you risk offending someone. And I feel like this trend has been happening almost for the last 10 years. So the idea that companies are going to willingly take a chance and do something creative and innovative is just too much of a risk because the backlash will come back and really bite them. There were a couple commercials that I thought that really stood out that really actually probably hurt the product. I thought the Budweiser Spuds McKenzie dog thing was very bizarre, because most people don't remember who Spuds McKenzie was. I mean, you have to be like 40 or 50 years old to remember Spuds McKenzie. Most people in the millennials don't know who that is. And then that 84 commercial about the it was just the mother and daughter trying to get through America, I almost feel like it was unnecessarily polarizing. But there were a couple commercials that were polarizing. I don't know if there was anyone out there that really, you know, jump-started and got people excited about their particular brand.
I thought that the commercial, one of the early commercials, which I thought was really brilliant, with the Facebook, with the yearbook pictures,
yep.
I loved that commercial. But then I said, okay, what were they selling? What were they selling? And then it, like 5 minutes later, I had no idea what they were selling. It was a car commercial without a car. So I don't know. Did they push the envelope with that one?
I don't know if they did. Sometimes I think it's because there's companies, they probably spend so much time thinking, overthinking market testing, that they kind of forget the basic idea, which is to engage an audience. And I think it's where it really comes down to this idea that the American culture, you have a society that is very, very hypersensitive to certain things. They could be offended at the drop of a hat. So I'm sure there were some really great ideas for commercials. They probably did not go through because they didn't want to risk offending people. And then I think when you have that, when you have creativity walking on eggshells, you're probably going to get mediocrity most of the time.
Right,
and
right.
I do feel that these commercials were geared towards us, the safe bet not to upset their audience.
Right. So what did you think of the Airbnb commercial?
I thought it was okay. Sometimes it damaged it. I also don't think it was necessarily memorable. It was, it was okay.
Images. It was just images of faces. And everyone in the room thought, oh, it was an awesome commercial. No one knew it was Airbnb until somebody said that was the logo. It was Airbnb. And they were like, oh, yeah. So that was very subtle. I have to say, I give the commercials out of all the – and you and I have been talking about Super Bowl commercials for years and years. We've been doing this a long time. I would have to say on a scale of 1 to 10, I thought the Super Bowl commercials this year were a 4. What did you think?
I'm going to say a 1. Least memorable.
Least memorable.
The Mr. Clean commercial that everyone was making a big deal about.
Oh, I thought that was cute. I thought it was cute. It was clever and cute. Yeah, I thought it was cute.
We're going to see one because I feel like there wasn't any risk taking at all. There was zero.
No. And there wasn't one. We were all actually shocked at the amount of money that the movie, that Hollywood spent on movies. Mm-hmm. You know, they're paying $5 million for that. That was a lot of money to promote a few movies. And if you ask me which movies, and then I heard, Rye, that the video games that they were promoting did not resonate with this audience and that it was like for nothing. So I don't know if we'll be seeing any of those video games again being promoted.
Well, I'm sure that we're going to see a different trend. You know what's really interesting about this game, Ms. Boyer? I think one of the takeaways that people should really emphasize is the fact that the NFL was really doing very bad this year because of Colin Kaepernick's protests, and it was down. I think that when you have the Super Bowl and you have a lot of people doing this and the game was so well, it was one of the best Super Bowls of all time, I feel like it revived the people's interest in the NFL and is exactly what they needed. And I felt the NFL had a very good year, but overall the Super Bowl was very good. You take away the commercials, the game was excellent.
Yeah. The game was one of the games for all times. Nick was just saying, the last guest, that he left one place to go to another and couldn't believe the score. I have a friend who's just so adorable. One of my friends is in South Beach for the winter, and she said that she was at a party in the building, and one of the people had a big party, and she went to the party, and she said, you know, I was so upset that they were losing that I had to leave the party and go. I just had to. And then she said, all of a sudden, she puts the television on when she got back to her unit, and she couldn't believe the score. She ran back upstairs to the party. And I heard a lot of people say that. And we had at our party, which was a fabulous Super Bowl party, by the way. We had a great party. A group of us neighbors got together. Oh, we're out of time. Anyway, and half of them left, and they were like shocked how the outcome came, and those of us that stayed, and it was a very exciting night. The game this year was the star, it really was, and the commercials didn't make it, but the game itself, and I think it would have been a hard act to follow a game like that. So we'll have to see what happens.
So once in a lifetime engagement.
Once in a lifetime.
It's a great Super Bowl.
Give us your best website, and don't forget, Ryan is involved in Outer Limits Radio, but give us the best website, please.
Best website is goldmanmccormick.com, GoldmanMcCormick.com, Ms. Boyer.
Awesome. They do awesome work, by the way. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Every year, the number one New Year's resolution is to lose weight. Year after year, many of us strive to achieve that goal, but yo-yo diets and fly-by-night products often leave us disappointed. Healthy weight loss is not a one-size-fits-all. It's complex. That's why Body Regime provides not one, but 10 powerful herbal and nutrient ingredients to help support three key areas: mood, appetite, and metabolism. Body Regime helps equip your entire body to achieve the solid, steady support needed for successful weight management. Body Regime combines naturally derived nutrients into one formula, which is easier on your wallet. So get started with Body Regime today. Call toll-free 1-844-550-2639. That's 844-550-BODY. Buy two bottles of Body Regime and receive a third free. 30-day money-back guarantee. Shipping is free in the U.S. Call now, 844-550-2639. Also available on Amazon.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
is Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. Well, they're on their tour for their new book. And what happens when you take a avid shrink, yes, an educated psychiatrist and a comedy writer, and you put them together, and they happen to be father and daughter. And their new book is out. It's wonderful to have them both back again. They're touring the country. They're going to be in, for those of you listening online that live in the Boston area, I know it's a crazy Super Bowl parade day and the rain and the snow and all of that, but they will be at the Brookline Booksmith tonight at 7 p.m. But then they're going to Brooklyn on Thursday, and then next week they'll be in L.A. for a couple of dates. And so it is a pleasure to welcome Dr. Michael Bennett and Sarah Bennett. Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you back. So let's talk about the new book. The first book, and we can't say the title because it's pejorative, but how can we say it in a nice way?
F or blank works well.
Okay.
I have very young nephews, and they like to call our first book Fart Feelings, and this one
Fart
right. Love. So.
Yeah, yeah. The new book is called
Six and Under.
The new book is called F Love, and it's One Shrink's Sensible Advice for Finding a Lasting Relationship. So, you know, this is it's perfect timing because we're all coming up to Valentine's Day. And a lot of people that are not in relationships are saying, okay, what do we do now? And you have five good reasons good people can't find good partners. So, Doc, you go first.
Well, there are two right off the bat. First of all, I don't think there are as many guys who are good at relationships or can do a long-lasting relationship as there are women. So that women are always in this difficult musical chairs position that has nothing to do with, you know, anything anybody's done wrong or not looking good or not having the right attitude or not getting out there. It's just a difficult situation. And then if you're smart and quirky in any way and you don't happen to live near people who are like you and on your wavelength, that's another difficulty. So there are lots of good reasons why somebody who would really be a good match doesn't come along. And a bad match is so much worse than no match at all.
Mm-hmm. So you're using the experience with your patients, and then, Sarah, you use your wonderful sense of humor because you've written for magazines, the internet, the television, books. You've also spent a few years writing for a monthly sketch comedy show at the Uptight Citizens Brigade Theater in New York. So you've taken your humor, and the two of you have been working together. And what's it like, Sarah, working with your dad?
Well, you know, with this book especially being about relationships, I think a lot of people are assuming that it was excruciating because no one who wants to sit around and talk about love and romance or write about it with a parent. In fact, in quite a few radio interviews, people have assumed I am his wife, which is always fun to explain. But because this book is about relationships and how they should be more businesslike, you know, we say that the romantic passion stuff is not as important. That it's not a painful process to write a book like this with my father. You know, we normally can, we write by passing things back and forth. He writes his ideas. I make sure they're funny. I make sure they're, you know, cogent. He makes sure I haven't put in anything that will get him, you know, his license revoked. And then we're all done.
Which is a good thing,
Exactly. But even with this, even writing about relationships, the way that we approach them is such that it's not a painful process.
So I have a question for you. We all talk about chemistry. Chemistry. You see it on the streets with animals. I'm a big dog person. I hang with a little English Cocker Spaniel. He's not mine, but I hang with him. And I can see this very mild, even-tempered, loving, sweet dog, and every once in a while, we'll go by and there'll be another dog, and he's become this wolf. He's like all of a sudden, he's barking and he's carrying on and he wants to kill this other dog. But most of the time, he's this even-tempered. So even animals have chemistry. Obviously they do. What is it about chemistry? Is it real? Is it something that we should ignore, embrace? Tell me your thoughts, Doc.
Well, I think it is a reality. I remember some talks with a dog breeder who explained to me how even different breeds have different chemistry. She also said to me the memorable line. She said, bitches are always smarter in dogs. That explained a lot to me.
It's true. It's true. Just saying, it's true. And there was a quote this morning that came out from Hillary Clinton, and she said that the future is the female. So just saying.
Well, when this breeder explained it to me, it meant I didn't have to struggle with it anymore.
Right.
It explained a lot. There was no point in fighting it.
Okay, so I know of a few women. I'm over the phase, and not that I'm too old for love, because I think love can happen at any age. I'm not looking for love at this stage of my life, and I've had some very deep, profound, substantial, wonderful relationships, and I'm grateful, and I hope I have another one very soon. So I want to just put it out into the universe. It's not something that I'm not looking for right this moment, but I'm open to it if it happened. But I know of some 30-something, they're in their late 30s, and they are feeling the biological time bomb. They are feeling the need to be with a partner. And I was just at the Super Bowl party the other night where there were 9 fabulous women at this party.
Yeah.
Fabulous women, educated, attractive, beautiful, talented, and nine women, and none of them are none of us were in a relationship right now.
And that's a situation where if it gets you to compromise too much, relationships can also be so dangerous if they're with the wrong person.
Yeah.
So, well, we certainly celebrate the joys of a relationship that works. We think you have to be very careful, and especially when you're in love, especially when you're feeling needy or scared of the clock. You have to be extra careful.
Yeah, as much as this book is aimed at helping people find relationships, you know, be their own matchmaker in a smart way, we also remind readers over and over again that you have to learn to be okay with being by yourself. You know, you can't just feel like, oh, I need to be with someone because everyone I know is with someone. I'm pathetic if I'm alone. Well, no, take a moment. Think, you know, am I living up to my values? Am I a good sister? Am I a good daughter? Do I have close friends that I really care about? Do I work hard? And am I someone that I can be proud of? And if that's true, then having a partner isn't that important. If it's something you want, certainly you can go and find one. But not having one doesn't make you a bad person, doesn't make you pathetic in any way. You've looked it over, you've assessed for yourself, you're doing pretty well. So if you ever think, you know, I need to find someone, I'm going to die alone, that's going to push you to find anyone. And anyone usually is the bottom of the barrel. So unless you can sort of value your time alone and value yourself, even when you are single, you're going to make pretty foolish decisions in terms of who you choose to pair off with.
Mm-hmm. You write about the book, why are we so terrible at choosing life partners, Doctor?
Well, aside from the fact that sometimes there are only a few people out there who would be good life partners, The other reason is that we get carried away by attractive powers, just mysterious chemistry of one kind or another,
yes.
or something we overvalue. I mean, it can be humor,
yes.
it can be wealth,
yeah.
it can be anything.
Yeah.
And then we're more likely to get into a long-term relationship with somebody who isn't so good, and our dance card is full, and time goes by, and maybe we would have had a chance at somebody good, but we weren't available.
This is a wonderful book. You guys have done it again. F Love, and that's the website as well, by the way, .com. You can see the Bennetts. They're on a limited tour around the country. Thank you so much, guys, and congratulations on the new book.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio.
Protect your teeth naturally with Silver Soul Tooth Gel. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs, LLC is determined to serve you. Our Silver Soul technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano-silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano-silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now. Get a free quote for your husband. And while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. You know, when you talk to longevity experts and you talk about different regions of the world, everyone goes back to the Mediterranean way of life. Now, the problem, the way that I look at it and from where I'm sitting right here, and by the way, welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, is that olive oil is so compromised in this world, and I hate to say this, and it's just a sad reflection of what's happening in the world, but we've all seen 60 Minutes, we've all seen and read about the problems with real bona fide olive oil. In order for olive oil to do its magic, it has to be authentic, and it's hard getting it, and it's very expensive, but we have some exciting news that you can follow a Mediterranean diet using an ingredient that is from the olive oil, but you don't have to worry and get confused about what kind of olive oil to buy. And joining us to talk more about the study, that there's a couple of studies that have gone on, and we will be talking about them, is Guy Woodman. And Guy, it is a real pleasure. You're general manager of Euromed, and you guys are, of course, leaders in standardized botanical extract manufacturing for all of us. And so we love olive oil, but how do you know you're getting the right one?
You know, that's a very good question, Frankie. First of all, thanks so much for having me on your show today. You're right. I'm working with a company called Euromed, and we're located in Barcelona. So we're right in Spain, and we're well aware of the benefits of consuming olive oil in the diet in Spain. You know, I might want to back up just a minute and talk a little bit about, you know, these phytonutrients that are in our diet that we eat on a daily basis. You know, these are responsible for the color of the fruits and vegetables that we get. And what our company does is we take these phytonutrients and then we concentrate them into an ingredient that people can find them inside dietary supplements found on store shelves. And today, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about the health benefits of olives and olive oil that you mentioned, and also this new ingredient we introduced called Proliva.
Okay, you have to spell it for us, please.
Proliva. And, Frankie, for a lot of people, like my wife, when they think about olives, they think about the ones in their martini glass.
Right.
But olives and olive oil have a lot more important roles in our diet. You mentioned the Mediterranean populations that have a specific diet. This is particularly in Greece, Spain, and southern Italy. And back in the 1970s, researchers became aware that these people had a very low prevalence of certain diseases that were associated with chronic inflammation. And these people had among the highest life expectancy when we compare them to other populations out there. So research at that point really wanted to focus in to see what was it in their diet that provided this protective effect against the onset of different diseases. And they found that one possible explanation were that these people consumed extra virgin olive oil.
And that's the best, yeah.
That is certainly the best. And these populations consume, in fact, 95% of all the olive oil that's used in the world. It's their principal source of fat in their diet. And the health benefits of extra virgin olive oil go all the way back to the ancient Greeks. Extra virgin olive oil contains phytonutrients called polyphenols. I'm sure you've talked about that on your show
before. Yes, of course, yes.
And one particular one that's very prevalent in olive oil is something called hydroxytyrosol. It's a mouthful. But it's been the focus of a lot of exciting research in the scientific community. One thing we know that depending upon the age of the olive tree, how it's grown, how the olives are processed and then stored, really affect the content of this phytonutrient that will occur. You know, I'm going to Barcelona in about a month, and I usually make a couple trips there a year. And when I go to a restaurant in Barcelona, I know the restaurant owner is going to present to me an artisan extra virgin olive oil. And this is a product that really hasn't been cold. This has been cold pressed and hasn't been exposed to heat. You know, these artisan type of oils really haven't been heavily processed. They have a real high content of these health-promoting phytonutrients. You know, when people look at olive oil, they think, whoa, is that the same as canola oil?
No. That's what makes this such an exciting, because I spend a tremendous amount of time on my health show, Guy, talking about the deleterious effects of canola oil. And it's not the kind of oil you want to have in your diet. But to find a really good olive oil, people are misunderstood. They think all olive oils are the same. And on this Heart Healthy Month, we have to make them aware that the Mediterranean, the people that you're talking about from the Mediterranean area, are using, you know, an extra virgin olive oil. And this is a technique that is not found $4.99 a bottle. So what you guys have done is creating a product for us to use, Guy, in ingredients that we know we're getting all of those wonderful benefits that you just talked about.
Very true. You know, I don't know if people are aware, but back in May of last year, Dr. Oz reviewed the research on olive oil, and on his TV show, he said that about 80% of olive oils on supermarket store shelves are fake. And I'm located here in the San Francisco area, and there's a company called Veronica Foods, and they also had issues with the quality of olive oil. So what we've done is we've concentrated the phytonutrients in olives into an extract that people can find on store shelves called Proliva. And we have some very exciting new research showing that Proliva will improve blood vessel elasticity.
And we've got to run, but people can find this in products right now in store in their health food stores?
Yes, they can. They can find it from Swanson Health Products in a product called Skin Pill.
And would you do us a favor and give us the website for more information and people can look at the research, please, at Euromed?
Our website is Euromed, EuroMedUSA.com.
Thank you so much, Guy. We've got to run. Thanks, everybody. It's been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show, the Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And smile, as always, smile.
Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.